With us now on the phone, our good friends, Joe and Cindy Farini. They spoke nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember for 20 years, and they have their My Marriage Matters segment with us on a regular basis. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, so I know it's super common to hear people say, you know, in society, you need a 50-50 marriage relationship. What do you think of that, Joe? Is that true?
No, not good.
Not good. Uh-oh. Lauren's in trouble.
Yeah, we're done.
So am I. We're all in trouble. Uh-oh.
That's an easy text for you right there. No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, what I mean is that, you know, couples who are entering marriage equipped only with this world's pattern, which that's called the 50-50 relationship plan, they're going to find their oneness really threatened, and it's going to be difficult to achieve oneness and maintain that oneness. And what we need to understand about this 50-50 relationship is that it is a performance-based relationship,
oh.
Which means we know where giving is always going to be based upon merit. And for example, you know, you hear the phrase, if you do your part first, then I'll do mine. And, you know, this carries over into different areas of your marriage as well, even in the affection area. Oftentimes, affection is given when one feels it's deserved. And, I mean, there's all kinds of stories we all can tell when it comes to this 50-50 plan. But we just need to keep in mind that motivation for action is always going to be based upon how one feels. And so from my perspective, this 50-50 plan really is the ultimate expression and really example of selfishness. And I can give a lot of examples on this one. But the bottom line on this one, Brian, is that, you know, if one spouse doesn't feel, you know, they're receiving what they should be receiving from their spouse, they will feel, you know, quite satisfied to go look elsewhere and in order to get what they want, in order to get that 100% satisfaction. And again, the origin of that is selfishness.
Yeah, and I think if we're all honest, that there are times when we do things in hopes that our spouse would reciprocate rather than doing it because it's what we should do because we love them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. Yeah, it comes down to that expectation factor.
So then why wouldn't a 50-50 work, Cindy? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons, but, you know, I think it's destined to fall apart because it's selfish, for sure. And we know we can't meet the other needs that the other person has. It's just unrealistic. And, you know, we can't expect our spouse to make us happy all the time, although I think a lot of us think that's why we're entering marriage. Oh, they make me so happy. You know, oh, I'm so content to be around them. And then I think also we have the tendency that we just focus then on the weaknesses of our spouse when they're not, you know, whether it's owning up to what they should be doing or just they're just not doing what we expect them to do. So I know Joe has a good example of that. And, it kind of goes along with the past eclipse that we just recently had.
Uh-oh. What did Cindy do, you know, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
You know, I mean, last week I gave us really a very good close and personal example for all of us to really to observe with this solar eclipse that we just had. And what I mean by that is in a marriage following that 50-50 plan, as we begin to focus on something that our spouse is doing or not doing for us, that thing gets bigger and bigger and bigger in our minds until that thing completely eclipses all of the good reasons why we got married in the first place. And that's a natural thing that happens to all of us. And again, this tendency, though, flows out of our selfish nature. And so I think we could be talking a little semantics here on this thing. You know, what do you want to go for, 50-50 or 100-100? And so, you know, if we're going to set ourselves up for success, what you want to go for is 100% marriage, where it's kind of a sacrificing partnership with each other. And that's a whole different ballgame than a 50-50 plan. And but eventually our observation is that those involved in a 50-50 plan, we see this gradual drift toward isolation in the marriage. And it begins when we become more and more self-centered.
And I think you can hear it when people say things like, well, I'm not doing that. You know, why should I do that? He doesn't do that. Or, you know, that's not my job. Why should I have to do that too? You know, so we get kind of picky on things. And there maybe are some things where each of you are more talented and better equipped to do them. And so the other person isn't going to be able to do them. But that isn't the attitude I'm talking about. The attitude is where you're feeling entitled and expecting them to do something better, different, more.
Mm-hmm. You know, to me, this ties in some way as well to the often said misconception that marriage is supposed to make me and you happy. Is that the purpose of marriage, to make me happy?
Well, we all think so, but I don't think that's not it.
Yeah, I remember Sarah said that to a friend of ours once, and the person was like just flabbergasted. They're like, wait, what? You don't think marriage is supposed to make me happy?
You know, I will say this, though. I think if you are both truly giving 100%, and you know, we're not going to do it 100% of the time, right? Because we're sinners. But if that is our goal, to always work at the marriage 100% on each side, I do think we're going to be happy because we're going to recognize that each other is trying.
Yeah, I think a better way to look at marriage, Brian, is that marriage is not geared and set up to make you happy. It really is geared and set up to make you holy.
That's right.
And, you know, if we're following God's blueprint for marriage, it becomes readily understandable and applicable that we gradually, with time, if we're found as 100%, we will begin to conform more closely to the image of who Christ is and bring honor to his name. So that really is the end game, is to make us holy in our marriage relationship.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, a lot of us think, you know, this is like a competition. Well, marriage shouldn't be a competition. And we used to say when we were speaking, you know, this is an opportunity not to compete, but to complete. And so I think if you look at your own strengths and your own weaknesses, and then you also look at your spouse's strengths and weaknesses, you start to learn how to work in and through those strengths and weaknesses. And pretty soon, if you really are working 100% with each other, you're going to learn a dance that is just yours alone. And that's why I think it's important, too, that we not, when we have conversations with other people and we say something like, you know, I don't want to have to, you know, pick up his dirty clothes. Well, is that really going to be a game changer, or is that going to, you know, be the sword you're going to die on? So I would say, you know, take a look at every single thing that you're doing and make it something that you are completing each other. Now, there's certainly room for discussion if that is something that's a bother to you, but it also then is up to the other person to see how they complete that. So there's a dance that we learn. And I think, you know what, we're still learning it. And I think everybody who's married, you're not going to in the first or second year of marriage go, wow, we've got this nailed, you know,
right.
We're good at this.
Right.
And so, you know, look for ways to complete each other. And maybe we could, I don't know, did you want to share anything else, Joe, before I maybe give some suggestions?
Well, you know, I'm just thinking it would be good to give our audience some red flags to be looking for in our relationship, because this thing kind of subtly kind of creeps in into our marriage. And so, I mean, you know, you're getting close to thinking this way when you start saying things like, you know, it's time to start thinking about myself, or I don't have to put up with this anymore, or there's no hope, he's never going to change, or she's never going to change, and or I deserve better than this. I mean, if you begin thinking this way or begin even saying things this way, know that you are drifting into this 50-50 relationship.
And often those are the kinds of comments that we hear from people, and we can almost tell you how long it will be until, one, they have an affair, or two, decide they want out of this marriage.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, you were mentioning it's kind of like a dance before. Ron and I are both sweating a little bit here, worried there's actual dancing that has to take place. Can it be a slow dance? Please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I would say it would probably be a slow dance just because we're both learning and neither one of us are, you know, that fast at anything. Because you know what? A lot of times we don't pick up maybe the innuendos or the comments that maybe we should just be more direct about so that we wouldn't have to be, you know, trying to guess what each other is thinking. But it doesn't. You know, I don't think it's going to be a fast dance. And you know, even around here, when we are doing just things in our everyday, it's just fun for me to watch. you know, Joe will do something and he'll maybe do half of the job because then Joey needs something or something else calls our attention. And then I see, oh, that's not finished. So then I finish it and he comes, says, oh, you finished doing whatever the chore was. And, you know, it wasn't like I had to say, well, why didn't you finish it? You know, you see it needs to be done, just do it. And, you know, it can't always be that way. If you're sick, you're not feeling well, you've had surgery, something's going on in your life, then the other person has to pick up the slack, right? But why don't we do that all the time? And it's just an effort.
Yeah, I mean, we don't
100%.
We don't want to presume that our spouse, you know, you don't want to think, wow, that Joe, he sure is a jerk. He just does half jobs and then expects me to finish it. When the reality is rarely that.
Exactly.
If ever, exactly. Right, Joe? I mean, you're rarely thinking that to yourself. Like, oh, Cindy has to finish this.
Well, thankfully, my wife is very observant on, you know, what kind of jerk I can be at times. And so,
it's not on purpose, usually.
Not on purpose, though. It's just being myself, you know.
And, me too.
And so she picks up on that real quick. And then, you know, after it's done, she does bring it to my attention that, oh, by the way, did you notice that you didn't, you know, finish this up? And I said, oh, well, thank you for doing that. But it's not intentional, I assure you that.
Yeah.
But it is something that we do learn, that dance. And, you know, at this stage of our life, and then we're in our 70s, and it's more like ballroom dancing more than, you know, fast dancing or line dancing. It's just kind of like we just like to hold each other and be close to one another. Oh. And it's just, it's just something that, you know, we've gotten to that point where slow dancing is our preferred dancing.
Yes. And actually, you know, when you consider all these different examples here, you know, it's one step at a time that you're learning it. And anybody who's listening who thinks that they've achieved, you know, like I've got it all together in their marriage, somebody is totally repressed, because most of us want to speak up when somebody needs to say something about something, you know? And I think if we could just take a minute too and give some ideas, I think, you know, not we're talking about chores around the house and maybe errands that need to be done, but what about even discussions that we need to have?
Yeah.
You know, what are some things that we can talk about that help us to get to a better place than where we are, or decisions that need to be made? You know, how do you work 100% at decisions that need to be made? And especially if, you know, sometimes one person is better at making decisions or better at, you know, one aspect of, you know, whatever things you're discussing. But that doesn't mean you can't hear the other person out and then have understanding for each one of you.
It really comes down to perspective, Brian. I mean, your attitude and your perspective on this relationship really goes a long way. But once again, I mean, one some red flags that you may want to be looking for to gauge whether or not you're falling into this drift toward isolation is that your disappointment in your spouse begins to paralyze your performance rather than enhance your performance.
Yeah.
And you're not as quick to engage and support one another. I mean, that's a red flag. That's telling you that you're entering into this 50-50 plan. And our selfish nature focuses on and becomes critical of our spouse's weaknesses or failures to meet our expectations rather than just picking up the dirty laundry and moving on. You know, it's just kind of, you're not looking for ways to get revenge when wronged. And some people will look at those kind of things as, I'll get him or mm-hmm. whatever. And that's just never a healthy way. And sadly, what happens, and this is kind of one of those end games of moving, if you're in this 50-50 plan, is that our selfish nature even begins to seek to justify our rejection of our spouse.
Yeah.
And so if you feel you're at that stage, know that you got some work to do. And again, we encourage, you know, marriage counseling. We encourage, you know, talking to people who can give you some perspective on things that you're in need of at this point. Because, you know, again, what happens in any type of relationship when you isolate yourself from one another, whether it's in your marriage or in any type of relationship, it doesn't get better. It just gets worse. And so anyways, begin to seek out those who can begin to help you with the situation.
Very good. Cindy, any final thoughts for us as we get close to the end of our time together?
Well, I just think even things like manners, saying please and thank you, that goes such a far way, you know. Joe has, I think, every meal I have ever prepared, he has always said, thank you. You know, he doesn't say like, whoa, this is the greatest meal ever. It's just a simple thank you. And I really appreciate that because, you know, I know what meal prep is. I don't just pull stuff out of a box and throw it on the table. And so, you know, a 2-hour meal preparation, I appreciate being appreciated. So, you know, even things like that. And then just that idea of just how do you care for each other? You know, sometimes I'm getting ready in the morning. We know we don't have a lot of time. He'll say, can I get you your coffee? And, or, you know, do you want me to make the egg this morning? And, you know, we also, not only do we do the dance together, but we also have to dance around how we're caring for Joey in the morning before we get him doing his day. And so, you know, sometimes it's, I do this particular thing and then sometimes he does it. We learn the dance and how to talk about it and work it out so that we're not upset with each other, arguing or fighting, you know, really, you know, having big words and loud words as opposed to just really deferring to each other and caring for one another.
And if I might add one last thing here, Brian, and that is if you are dancing well, who's the one that's going to look the best in that dance? Well, it's going to be the woman. And, you know, if we're doing our job as guys, our ladies should be looking really good to other people. And it's only because we're serving them and desiring for them to be the very best that they can be. And you see the same thing on the dance floor. If the guy is doing his job, it's the lady that's looking real good out there.
Now, before we say goodbye today, maybe we'll get your help resolving a mini marriage conflict.
It's not a conflict.
Okay.
Could you share the story, Lauren, and we'll get Joe and Cindy to weigh in on this?
Yesterday,
I think I heard this.
Yeah, we were having a snack, watching a show, and I said something about Eddie's favorite snack being popcorn. And he turned and looked at me in silence and said, I can't believe we're married. My favorite snack is cookies.
Oh,
I didn't hear that yesterday.
I got a snack wrong.
Well, and then we could also have a subtle debate about the nature of a snack, as in Lauren's not convinced a cookie is a snack. She thinks it's a dessert.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in the snack category.
Oh.
So what do we do here? How do we fix this?
I would say I like popcorn the best. That wins.
Okay.
You know what?
Lauren's right.
I would say if Lauren now has learned that her husband's favorite snack or dessert is a cookie, then the next time I would just say, get the cookie out.
Yeah. You know, throw him an Oreo.
Yeah, throw him an Oreo.
That's great.
Or whatever cookie he likes. But you know what? That is the dance you learn, isn't it? And that was cute. I can't believe that we're married. Sometimes Joe and I say that too, about simple things that we think we should know. We already should know this after so many years, right? But if that's the case, then now you know. So have a stack of stuff in the pantry or wherever you keep your cookies and ask them which kind he wants. And sometimes at the end of the day, we'll say, or I'll say, usually I'll be like, I'm so hungry. And he'll say, do you want me to get something for you? But then I have to tell him what, because I never know what I really want to snack on.
But we both like popcorn.
But we both like popcorn.
And I think we know now that Eddie will always accept a cookie.
Always accepts cookies. Yes.
There we go.
Very good. Very good. Well, see, now we all know.
All right. Well, Joe and Cindy Farini again spoke with Family Life's Weekend to Remember for over 20 years. And they join us regularly for My Marriage Matters. If folks want to connect and maybe hear more or hear this over again, how can they do that?
We'd love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And if they want to reach out to us in any way, they can always email us through our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And our website is where we put all of the previous audios from here on WCRF. And we thank Ron for doing that and Kevin, our web guy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you both. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.